Take your Bibles, please. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Folks, I'm going to squeak out, honk out, hopefully not cough out all I can tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 through 4 together. Then I'll pray, and then I'm going to preach just for a little while. I really believe I'm going to land the plane, crash landed at 7, one way or the other, done or not. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And let's pray. Father, I need you tonight. Holy Spirit of God, anoint me tonight. Allow the raspy voice and the weakness of body to leave, and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Lord, I pray that you just help us to get the truth across. Lord, a sermon's not there to be pretty. A sermon's not there to be an oratorical wonder. It's there to be a tool that we can use. Make it practical for each and every one of us tonight, please. In Jesus' name, amen. We live in such a weak, wimpy, soft generation today. People have very little stick-to-itiveness. People have very little endurance in our nation today. We live in the generation of the snowflake. Well, when I was a kid, snowflake meant you pile them up, shovel them, and then turn them into snowballs and plow the snot out of somebody. Amen? Now, it means fragile. We've got to have cry rooms in our public education because somebody was offended. I'm not even going to go there. It seems we would rather run and hide or give in rather than stand strong and endure. People just don't have much endurance today. I'm not a talented person. I don't have things that I do naturally that you would call talent. I'm not a mechanic naturally. I'm not a woodworker naturally. Yeah, the only thing natural I do is hunt. I can shoot straight and hard, amen? God called me to preach at the age of 13. July 31st, 1980, I surrendered to preach. August 1st, 1980, the next day, I preached my first sermon. And I haven't stopped for over 38 years. Decided that if I was going to jump in, I was going to jump in with both feet, both arms, and everything I got, and swing with everything I had. I went to Bible college, started dating my wife, and we got engaged. And I said, look, before you say yes, I said, don't know where we're going, don't know where we'll end up, but I know what we're going to do while we're on the way. I said, if you can't take the heat now, I said, we're in this for good. Are you ready? And by the way, she is. She's tougher than she looks. Gotta be to be married to me. Shut up. We just decided we were going to give everything we had to serving God. I preach the same King James Bible that I started with 38 years ago. Haven't changed, not going to change. Seen a lot of preachers come, a lot of preachers go. A lot of big names come, a lot of big names go. But the Word of God abides forever and ever.
Amen.
When I started, I preached salvation by grace through faith, and I'm going to end salvation by grace through faith. God's word didn't change.
That's right.
The way of salvation didn't change. Soul winning hasn't changed. Old-fashioned standards doesn't change. I don't care what men change. I don't care what churches change. God does not change.
You're right.
Whoops. I owe myself a pizza.
Oh,
There's a word that I wished I did not have to learn. Turn it off. No. The word is endure. I have learned one thing in 38 years of preaching, 30 years of full-time service. That is the word endure. Life is a battle. Matter of fact, life is actually a war with many battles in it. You see, just about time you get done winning one, another enemy jumps up and you got to slap the snot out of him too. You see, these battles aren't fun. But can I tell you something? Victory sure is sweet.
Yes, sir.
But you don't get victory till you fight a war. Well, I want nothing but peace. Well, peace is a byproduct of war. A very good friend of mine, he's now in heaven, used to say it this way: you don't make love till you make war first. You got to have war before you can have peace. You got to have strength before you have tenderness. You see, fighting the battle is not fun. But I'm here to tell you the only way to make it through life is to endure. One of the greatest compliments I was ever given, a friend of mine one day introduced me and he said, "Brother Bush is a survivor. He knows how to endure." Well, I know how to endure. I know how to endure. Tragic thing is, the person that said that no longer believes what we believe. I haven't changed, but they have. You see, let me put it to where we live. I hate jogging. You have never seen a happy jogger. And Mrs. Barnes says she is, but that's only when she's in front of the camera and she purposes herself to smile. You see, I don't like to run long distances. Now, I respect those that do. I respect the work that goes into it. I respect every part of that, but life is not a sprint. Life is a marathon. You say, why did you play baseball? Because I had to run 90 feet at a time. People playing football and soccer, man, they run all the time. Don't get squat, man. I only had to run 90 feet. Let's do it. I love to walk, but life is like a walk in the mountains of Montana hunting an elk. You're at 10,000 feet and no air. It's work. Life is like that jog. It's like a marathon. You just get started, and endurance comes by when you get to that point of wanting to quit, you got to keep going. When you get to that spot where most people say, I'm done, you keep going. By the way, the difference between success and failure is the guy that succeeds kept going when you gave up. The word endure means to keep going when you want to give up. Endure means you're willing to face opposition that will cause you to want to quit, but you're going to keep going in spite of it. You see, I'm not much, but I do know how to keep going. My daddy taught me a long time ago, if you ever get in a scrap, just keep getting back up. Because eventually you wear the guy down to where you can beat the crud out of him. You might not get the first lick or the second or the third lick in, but he's going to get tired enough, you can lick him back. Yeah. Well, I got one more get up than the devil's got give in. Amen. I know how to get back up. I know how to take the punch. I might hurt. I might not enjoy it. I might have snot or tears running down my face, but I can get back up. Now, I don't claim any greatness, but I do claim I know how to tell you how to get through and endure. Let me say this. I'm a bit weary of seeing Christians who have little to no endurance. The average church member stays in a church less than 3 years, and they move on. Say why? Because they have no endurance. Well, I don't like what the preacher said. He said something that offended me. Oh, come here. Let me burp you too, sweetie. Can I tell you something? I didn't like everything my mom and dad told me, but that doesn't mean that I didn't grow up in their home. Yeah, I didn't like it when I had to eat certain things on my plate. Some of them I tried to get away with not. Sometimes we found out that it didn't work that way. But I get a little weary of Christians that every time the pressure comes, or every time the opposition comes, or the wind blows contrary, oh, well, we're just going to go somewhere else. God bless you. I want the people of Grace Baptist Church to be able to endure for God. Hey, we're getting ready to go into a new building. Our church is getting ready to multiply in attendance. We're going to be bringing a lot of people in that maybe don't know what we know, and we can't go the wrong direction. We're going to have to bring them our direction.
That's right.
We're going to bring people in that maybe have some strong opinions. Back off. Preacher's strong enough to handle them. Don't you worry. You don't have to beat them up. I'll take care of it. I want us to be able to not just survive. I want us to be able to endure hardness as a good soldier and be prosperous, be successful, be loving, be reaching people all the way to the end.
Amen.
Folks, our country and our world is coming to the end. Hey, I was reading the news this week. The world is $66 trillion in debt. We are 60% of the GDP of the world economy in debt. Do you remember what I said was going to happen before the rapture? Global bankruptcy. State of New York this week voted into the Constitution of the State of New York that it is legal to abort a baby to the day of birth. And if the baby is born that you have aborted and it's still alive, it's legal to take its life after birth. That has been voted and approved and cheered in the State House of the State of New York this week. Thank God for one senator out west that said, if the definition of death is the stopping of the heartbeat, why is not the beginning of life the beginning of the heartbeat? We don't have much time, but we must endure with the time we have. Let me help you tonight. I've got 4 or 5 things I want to give you tonight. Josh, could you bump that up about 1 degree? The temperature is just really odd. It'll kick off here in a second. Number one, endurance is measured by what it takes to stop you. Take your Bible, look at 2 Timothy where we were at. Look at verse number 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Say, what is that? A soldier's not going to get so wrapped up about the things at home and things around him that he forgets to fight this war that he's in. You got to be focused on what it is going on in front of you, not what was behind you. Can I tell you something? Thank God for a church and thank God for a Bible that says doesn't matter what's in the past, what's here now, and what's in the future is what's before you.
Amen.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Amen. I press toward the mark of the high calling God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You see, God says that we are not to, our endurance is measured by what it takes to stop you. Please don't take this the wrong way. There are many a preachers who would have stayed home, sat in bed today, but if they felt the way I felt today. I'm not lifting me up, but I'm not going to let not feeling good stop me from preaching. I'm not going to let, I might not shake as many hands. I might not get as close to your face. That's all right. I don't want you getting it. But just because I don't feel well doesn't mean, look, I was taught you crawl in, don't call in.
Amen.
Everybody doing all right? Now, if you're blowing chunks and throwing up and giving you heave offering, stay home. Right?
Still
yeah, buddy.
Why not stay?
Second, yes.
Sure.
The heave offering was to be given outdoors. All right? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. With Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Hey, what does it take to stop you? What does it take to slow you down as a Christian? For some people, it's just the weather. Oh, I just feel so depressed. It's just so dark out. Oh, God bless you. Turn a light on. Somebody said something mean to me. Oh. You know, we let the smallest of things. Well, I was at church and the preacher didn't treat me just like he did the last time. I'm sorry. You'd be surprised. I've had people get mad and leave this church. Here's what they've said. Well, we didn't get fed at that church. Well, it's not that they didn't get fed. They just didn't like the menu. This isn't a buffet and you choose what you want. This is military chow and God flops it on your plate. Like it or lump it, push it down the hatch. It's okay for you. I grew up, what she feeds me, I will swallow her. Amen. It just is what it is. You see, too many people, the peanut gallery's getting excited back here. I love it. You know, too many people, they let the simplest little thing stop them. Well, somebody didn't look at me the right way. Oh, maybe they had gas. I don't know. Maybe you had gas and didn't see it. I don't know. Can I tell you something? We let the simplest little things keep us from going to church. Now, wait a minute. You wonder how I can say that with a straight face, right? I'm doing okay till you all bust out. No pun intended. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, look at verse number 4. So that we ourselves glory in your churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Hey, did you know God never promised to never have any problems? The idiots that get up and say, well, just trust Jesus and all your problems go away, they didn't read the Bible. Because the very Jesus they talked about is the one that they crucified. He's the very one that had to flee for his life many times because of what he stood for. God never promised an easy life. But he did say, I'll go through it with you. Moses didn't have it easy, but God was with him. Noah didn't have it easy, but God was with him. Abraham didn't have it easy, but God was with him. Daniel didn't have it easy, but God was with him. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego didn't have it easy, but God was with them. Apostle Paul didn't have it easy, but God was with them. All this health and wealth and, oh, just trust Jesus and all your problems go away, that is false doctrine.
You're right.
Everybody doing okay?
Amen.
You're going to face persecution. You're going to face tribulation. This preacher, the way I preach, I could face jail time. That's okay. I'll preach from the jail cell. See, doesn't that scare you, preacher? Not a bit. Not a bit. I don't look forward to it, but here we go. Nothing new under the sun. Apostle Paul preached from jail. Hebrews chapter 10. Look at verse number 32, and I got to hurry here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 32, the Bible says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. Great fight of afflictions. Hey, that word fight of affliction, guess what? That doesn't sound real good, does it? You're going to let sickness stop you? You're going to let your health stop you? You're going to let the afflictions of the world stop you? No. God says that you endure it. Folks, nobody enjoys being sick. Nobody enjoys long-term illness. But can I tell you something? Endure it as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What will it take to stop you? Boy, that's good stuff. James chapter 1, verse number 2. I'll quickly read this verse to you. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into the diverse temptations. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I preached on joy just a week or so ago. Opposition, failure, fatigue, frustration are all part of life. These are not indicators that you're going a wrong direction. This is what I hear Christians say. Well, I'm just going to pray about it till I have peace. You don't need to pray about it if God told you to do it. God said it, just do it. You don't have to pray about it. By the way, peace is a result of war, not tranquility. Too many people want tranquility, not peace. Well, I just don't have peace about it. You think I had peace about stepping out by faith and building a building? You try that once. You try getting up in front of a whole church full of people and say, we ain't got no money, but we're going to go buy a piece of property and build a building. Yeah, right. And we don't charge per person as they come. It's all volunteer offering. Right. Everybody doing all right? Don't you think there's a little fear in that? I know there is. Well, I'm going to wait for God to open the door. Gag. Can I tell you something? I've been preaching for an awful long time. The will of God swings on the hinge of opposition. Well, I just wonder if God's judging me. Everything seems to be going wrong. Usually when everything's going wrong, that means you're going the right direction. Amen. You see, if you're going in the same direction as the devil, you're going the wrong direction. Amen. You're only going to get friction when you go against the opposer. Amen. Usually when everything's going right, I'm turning around and figure out what I did wrong. Right, everybody doing all right? Yeah. Did you know the devil can open doors too? God's words, God's command, God's methods have not changed just because you want ease. Obey whether it's easy, obey whether it's hard. The difference between success and failure is that success has one more try than failure. I love what somebody once said. Pressure does not crack you, it just reveals the cracks that were already there. When something cracks, it didn't crack because of the pressure. The pressure revealed the weak place where it was. What does it take to stop you? Endurance is that which stops you. Number two, truth and sound doctrine will endure. Truth and sound doctrine will endure. 2 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse number 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Endure sound doctrine. By the way, look at verse number 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Look at verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Tell us a story. That's your Joel Osteen. Let me sit there and tell you cute stories and make you successful. Joel Osteen couldn't preach his way out of a wet paper bag. His doctrine is as weak as water. Now, wait a minute. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 11. Persecutions, afflictions which came unto Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Hey, truth will endure through everything. Did you know whether it's going good or going bad, Jesus loves me, this I know.
That's right.
For God so loved the world. Hey, did you know if you're financially well or financially bankrupt, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, did you know if you're feeling good or you're feeling bad? My God is a rock. My God is a fortress, my deliverer. Hey, can I tell you something? The word of God does not change. We won't turn all these verses, but Psalm 30, verse 5, Psalm 100, verse number 5, all talk about the truth enduring to all generations. Yes, truth is truth. I don't care what the world says. And the Bible says there's coming a day where they will not endure sound doctrine. Most churches could not handle the sermon I preached this morning. Right. Say why? Because they don't have sound doctrine. Thank God this church loves it. Yeah. Can I tell you why? Because we preach sound doctrine. And when weak doctrine comes, you'll know it. You'll know it. You see, reading and living God's word will give you the strength and power to endure. Last thing I said before I walked in from out there was, God, give me strength. Give my voice clarity and do what I cannot do. Say why? Because that's the truth that needs to get out. Yes. And God does it. You see, man wants to adjust the truth. God wants man to adjust to the truth. Man wants to change the truth and rewrite the truth. God says, change the man. We have a society that wants to have a gender-neutral Bible. We want to have a LGBTQ Bible, a rainbow Bible. We want an HIV Bible. We want God to adjust to man. God says, no, you change to what I am. I am the Lord God. I change not. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God's not going to change just because your pusillanimous little brain thinks he should.
Amen.
By the way, that is a word. That's an old word. It means microscopic. It means worthless and little, all right? Trust me, go look it up later, not on your phone, on Google now. Truth does not keep you from all opposition, but God does promise to give you endurance because of truth. Used to be, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, in a court of law. Now, we have politicians that can lie out both sides of the mouth at the same time, and the people that are telling the truth are on trial. Be doing all right? The presence of opposition is not a sign of wrong direction. Often it is a sign of right direction. The enemy will not just let you conquer with ease. Do you think just because we build a new building and have a sign out front that everybody's just going to come and fill it up? No, we're going to bust some shoe leather and break some knuckles on some doors and keep telling people about Jesus.
Amen.
You just don't open a church up and say, come y'all, and fill it up. Number three, I got to hurry. So truth endures. Endurance is what it is that it takes to stop you. We need to learn to endure chastening. Look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, very quickly, Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 7. The Bible says, if you endure chastening, God deal with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? By the way, I believe in chastening children. You don't love somebody because you don't chasten them. You love them because you do chasten them. But may I say this, nobody likes to be chastened. Nobody likes to be corrected. But may I say something to you? Chastening is an act of love, not an act of hatred. Listen to this statement. Some of you don't do well at work because you won't receive chastisement from your boss. Well, if he didn't fire your lazy backside, I guess he cares enough about you and he thinks there's enough in you worth keeping that he was willing to correct you and not fire you. Some of you take that chastisement personally. Why don't you take it professionally? Everybody doing all right? My kids used to hate this. My kids are all grown. We were talking about this at Christmas when they were in. They would have rather taken the beating than listen to the lecture before. Say why? Because they hated it. My boys were saying, Dad, we always used to hate. Yeah, we know. Mom didn't do it. You didn't do it. Brother and sister didn't do it. My fault. Yeah, but that's why you turned in to be men that know how to take things.
Right.
My daughter started student teaching the last couple weeks in college. She said something to us this week, and I kind of chuckled. She was teaching, and a couple things she said to the class, and she had to correct a couple students. Oh, I know that's a shock. And one of them's just like her. She deserves it. And she said, Dad, this kid, I know exactly what she is because it's just like looking at me sitting there because I was just like her. And she said, and she started saying some things that took place. And I'm trying not to laugh at her because they're the very things that twisted her tail when she was in school. And then she starts laughing. She said, "Dad, before I got done, I was laughing about how many things I swore I would never say that I was saying." She said, "It was already out of my mouth before I knew." I said, "Yeah, because you know why?" "Yes, sir, because it worked." I said, "You got it." Say, what was that? That chastening and enduring that chastening made her into something that made her valuable to teach. Boy, that's good stuff. Enduring chastening leads to a better and more success. Nobody likes it, but bring it on. Correct me. Fix me. Next, we need love that endures. You need not turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 7. 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 7. Talks about love here. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Can I tell you something? Love that does not endure is not love. This is true in a marriage. Love endures all things, whether he picks his clothes up or not, whether she squeezes the middle of the tube or the end of the tube, whether she leaves her false teeth on the dresser or not. You know, isn't that what you told me to say, Brother Joe? Anyway, this is true with your parenting and childhood. You know, love endures your children, whether they're good or whether they're not good. Love endures them as teenagers. Somebody once said the reward for not killing your kids as teenagers is called grandkids. This is true in friendships. Love endureth all things. I have friends that I love who have changed. They're still my friend, but I don't spend much time with them. You say, why? Because I don't want to argue and fuss with them, therefore I don't spend much time. This is true in a church, with church to people, from the pastor and from the pastor to the people. There are some things I will endure from you that I may or may not like, but as long as you're here, God can change you. And you're going to have to endure some of my things. Snot jokes and booger and barfs and everything else. You know, love endures those that fall. We are going to have people who come through our church who make mistakes and fall. Guess what? We ought to be. Bible says, ye which are spiritual, restore them. That doesn't mean you become their best friend, but you restore them. Love that endures does not mean you allow wrong to be done in your presence. Restoring someone who has done wrong does not mean that you let them continue wrong in your presence. That's part of chastening. It means you love them by making them do right. Love is out of obedience of the law. God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Someone who breaks the rules is not loving you, nor are you loving them by allowing them to break God's commandments. Everybody listen to me very carefully. Let me get real personal. I had a son, my oldest son, who's now a preacher down in Miami. For a couple years of his life, he ran from God. Got kicked out of Bible college, came home, got kicked out of home. We had to kick him out of the house. You think that was easy on my wife and I? Uh-uh. But I told him, you can't live that way here. You got a brother and sister who have to live by the rules you live by them, or there's a door. Don't let it hit you in the backside on the way out. I love you, but you're not going to live that way here. Took his stuff and left. About a year and a half, he lived that way. Finally, one day, God got a hold of him. Praise the Lord. And he's now married and serving God in Miami, Florida, preaching church tonight. Amen. He tried to come back once. I said, you going to follow the rules? He said, don't think you can yet. I said, then you're not coming home. When he decided to get right with God, I said, you're not moving into home. I'll find you someplace to live, and you're going to have to prove for 6 months that you're going to live right before you move back into the house. because you have a younger brother and sister, and the rules haven't changed for them, and it's not going to change for you. I would not allow him to live improperly in my home. He'll tell you, that was hard on him and it was hard on us, but it was the best thing that broke him. You see, you don't love someone by allowing them to do what they want. You love based on truth, not time or emotion that you have in someone. Well, I don't want to do that. I might push him away. How can they get any farther away than disobedience from God?
Right.
You have to love them by making them do right. That is believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. I got to hurry. I got 2 minutes and I've got one more point that I want to give you. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Number 5, Jesus endured for us. Hebrews 12, 1, wherefore, seeing we're also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Can I tell you something? Jesus endured for you and I. We got our salvation because Jesus left heaven, endured this earth in a sinful body, in a body that could die, took on him the sin of men. He did not sin, but he took on him the sin. He died. He was buried, and he also resurrected and conquered death for you and me. He endured all that. He left heaven to live down here.
Praise God.
You see, Psalm 52, verse number 1. Let me show you a couple verses here. This ought to make you want to shout. Psalm 52, verse number 1, the Bible says here, why boastest thou self in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. God's goodness endures whether you live right or not. Well, I'm just waiting for God to bless me. How about you live in a way that God could bless you? Psalm 117, verse number 2, the Bible says, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Can I tell you something? God and Jesus endured for you. That is why you have salvation. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 5. And I'll finish with this one. I've got others, but I know we got to finish. Some of you got to get some food in your body or you're going to get mad at somebody. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 5. You hangry tonight. 1 Peter 2, 5. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house in holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. And I'm in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And I think it was 2 Peter 2, 5. Hang on here. I wrote down the wrong verse. Oh, well. Hang on here. Like I said, my brain's been on drugs this week. Can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you what it's not. But Jesus endured everything for you and me. The Bible says the just man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 6. A just man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. Say, how do you do that? You get back up. You get back up. Get back up. Say, well, I might be dirty. Brush the dust off and keep on going. Amen. Might have dirty britches, but get up anyway. Can I tell you something? We live in too much of a sissy generation.
You're right.
Yeah. We are to endure. Truth endures. Can I tell you how you endure? Right there it is. There's days I feel like giving up. Get in the book. Days I don't feel strong. Get in the book. Listen to good preaching. Good night. I listen to preaching. I have to listen to my own preaching. That's bad enough. But I listen to preachers clean my plow. Brother Mike, I put on preachers that preach a snot out of me. The old man that preached me into where I am, I keep listening to their sermons over and over. It was good enough for me back then. It's good enough now. Say why? Because I need the preaching. I need to change. I need to get right with God just as much as you do, because I'm just as much a sinner as you are. I decided I was going to endure a long time ago. I was in Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua, Mexico. I surrendered to preach. On the bus the next day, I preached to a group of teenagers and adults that were on that bus on a missions trip. I've preached over almost 20,000 sermons since. I've preached in 33 states, seeing God do some amazing things. My wife and I have had just an amazing ministry. Tens and tens and probably hundreds of thousands of people saved. See, why, preacher? Because I decided I was going to endure. Well, you just don't know what it's like for people to say bad things about you. Yeah, right. You don't even know the half of it. You just don't know. You just don't know. Can I tell you something? Endure. Endure. Weeping may wait, may endure a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, you might cry a little bit, but keep on going. Might hurt a while, but keep on going. Might be cold for a little while. Keep on going. Wait 6 months, and you're going to complain about how hot it is outside. I just can't believe it's just so hot. Remember back in June and July and August, I said, just remember this, because in a few months, you're going to say, I can't believe how cold it is. Folks, it was 38 below where my in-laws lived this morning, standing temperatures, wind chill near 60 below. We have nothing to complain about. Nothing. Yeah, 38 below. And then the wind chill was almost 60 below. That's so cold, God doesn't even live there. There's no... I gotta shut up. Endure. Endure. We need churches filled with people that know how to endure. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. How's your endurance as a Christian? Are you ready to give up? You allowing something that happened in the past to cause you to want to quit now? Hey, let's just re-enlist. Told somebody this week, I don't plan to retire, I plan to retread. Don't want to get to the point where I ever quit preaching. I want to keep on going to the day I die.